Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. We've got a great guest to have today coming up at the bottom of the hour. Calvin Watkins, the Dallas Cowboys beat writer for the Dallas Morning News. So, I mean, man, we could talk to him about Dak. We could talk to him about Jerry. We could talk to him about McCarthy, about the players talking in the locker room, about the coaching staff being horrible. Mike Nolan. I mean, so much to get into with him. So you definitely want to keep it locked for that. And then, of course, after that, Rob, it is what?
A Trash Talking Tuesday. That's right. Your chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. You call up, we'll give you 30, 40 seconds. We won't interrupt you. We'll let you have your say. And so we'll be ready for that. Come hard and strong. And we can't wait for Trash Talking Tuesday in about 40 minutes. And you were just talking about Calvin Watkins.
Yep.
You know, I've known him since he was a high school sports writer at Newsday. Back in New York. So I've known him a long time, man, and he's great. He really is good at covering the Cowboys. He is one of the top football writers in the country. We have Chris. Are you having issues? Just give me a thumbs up. Are you having issues? Yeah, Chris can't hear me, Alex. I don't know what's happening. All right. So we're going to – let's talk about the baseball. And right now, World Series, it is the third inning, top of the bottom of the third, no score, two outs, one out for the Dodgers, nobody on. And Kershaw was able to get out of that little first inning mess. And so three innings in the books, and he hasn't given up any runs. So that's a good thing for the Dodgers, a good thing for Clayton Kershaw, because this is it. And I wrote a column today for Deadspin about how important this is for him because he's had these issues. And Chris, so far, so good. He's off to a good start.
Yep.
And it's scoreless. Here we are in the third inning.
Well, right now, Rob, as you said, it's scoreless. Kershaw, one hit, one walk, four Ks in three innings. And so, you know, 41 pitches he's thrown, 26 for strikes. So it's not a bad outing so far.
No. Anytime you don't have any runs, Chris, because he was in trouble in the first inning.
He seemed to settle down after that.
Right. So now, you know, he might be able to give you six if he can continue to pitch, you know? Would you take that? I think you would take that.
Look, he threw 21 pitches in the first inning, 20 over the next two. Was he nervous? Was he worried? Maybe, but he seems to have settled down. I'm telling you, obviously I can point to games where it fell apart in the sixth. I mean, just the last time he was out there on the mound. It doesn't always happen, though, but for some reason, for me, that's the inning I'm looking at. I expect him to be okay through five. I'm looking at six and to see what happens.
And to me, all you need to do if you're Dave Roberts, and he gets criticized a lot, Chris, with his pitching changes and some of the, you know, substitutions and whatnot. And I'm not always so sure how much of that is him
and
how much comes from upstairs. You know what I mean? From the front office.
It might be coming from upstairs.
No, we don't know because they're big into the analytics and all that. Because one of our biggest problems we had is when they went up to Boston and set their three biggest home run hitters.
Gosh.
Right. And they lost that World Series to the Red Sox. But my point is, first sign of trouble in the sixth inning, and to me, I would make the change. First sign.
Agreed.
Walk, hits batsman, a
single
hit, and anything. A home run. The last time we saw him last year, against the Nationals. You remember, he gave up the home run. They kept him in the game. The next pitch went out, and that was it for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And the Nationals were on their way.
Obviously, you'd hate for his first mistake or problem to be a homer, but in today's league,
you can live with that.
Yeah, you would think that you can overcome that. You know, six innings, you give up one run, you can live with that. So we'll see, though. It's certainly one of the most intriguing, if not the most intriguing storylines in this game one of the World Series. All right, Rob, let's stick with baseball, but go to Houston. And the former GM of the Astros, Jeff Luhnow, is running his mouth. Of course, he was fired along with the manager, AJ Hinch. And Luhnow spoke with, one of the TV stations down in Houston for an interview. And here's what he said. Obviously, it was a 37-minute interview, so he said a ton, but here's a portion of it.
I didn't know we were cheating. Major League Baseball's report stated that I didn't know anything about the trash can banging scheme. There was really no credible evidence of that. I didn't know about either of them. And it felt like that I was getting punished for something that I didn't do. After the investigation was over and I was fired, I got access to about 22,000 text messages that were from personnel in the video room. They were communicating back and forth about the rule violations. They also were using text messages to cheat on the job. There's a few text messages where they say, don't tell Jeff. So it's pretty clear that I wasn't involved.
All right, here's what I want to throw out to you, Rob. You know, in today's culture, some people may look at Jeff Luhnow as snitching. You know, he's not throwing out names, at least that we heard. I haven't heard that. But he's just saying, look, I wasn't involved. It was them. And some of the people that were involved are still working in the Astros organization. I got fired, but I was totally innocent. Here's how I look at it. I don't look at it as snitching and a negative. I'm putting myself in that position. And if my reputation was besmirched, my reputation was sullied, and people thought I was a cheater, and I got fired. He may get another job later somewhere. But, you know, I got fired, and I know I was totally innocent. I know the evidence backs me up. I'm sorry. I'm coming out and saying it. Now, again, you don't have to throw other people under the bus and say, oh, it was so-and-so. It was so-and-so. But I don't have any problem with him just clearing his name, saying, look, I didn't do it. All right? I didn't know anything about it. I'm not a cheater. And I was innocent.
I could not disagree with you more on this for Luhnow from this standpoint, Chris. It happened under your watch. Shame on you that this was going on and people were banging garbage cans and there was a TV set up and you're the general manager and you were totally oblivious to it. That's the problem I have. I get it. If you were cleared by Major League Baseball or they said that you really didn't know what was going on, but your job is to know. Yes, that doesn't help him. If I'm going to look to hire a general manager and he's telling me I didn't know what was going on, they had the biggest cheating scandal and your head was in the ground and you didn't see anything. You know what? I don't want you here. I wouldn't hire a guy. You mean to tell me that something was going down and you were clueless? That's an excuse? Hey, hire me. I was clueless. I didn't know what was going on. No, that was them. I was at the ballpark for 12 hours a day. I didn't hear those garbage cans being banged. I didn't understand why we had a higher batting average at home. I didn't understand. What?
Well, look,
yourself look worse, Chris. Keep your mouth quiet. Take your lumps. You were a part of a team that got busted cheating. Your name is attached.
These are two separate things. I have no problem with him saying, explaining the story. Now, he didn't, from what I saw the interview, I saw some of the video. He wasn't ranting and raving. He wasn't, doing any of that. He just was answering her questions and clearing his name and doubling down on it. I got no problem with that. Now, what you brought up is another issue in my mind, but you make a good point. What it points to is, okay, you're not a cheater. You're an honest man, we believe. But the fact that nobody in that organization.
Thank you, Chris.
Nobody respected you enough. Because he said it in an interview. I'm going down there on a regular basis telling them, we're not
nobody
doing this,
pulled
right?
Them aside,
we're not doing
Chris.
That, right?
Nobody.
We're not right. And that shows me, that's more, this is a stronger word than I want to use, but for lack of a better word, incompetence versus dishonesty. Okay, you're an honest guy. But like you said, Rob, nobody pulled your coat. Hey, they're cheating.
Right. Right. You hear those garbage cans?
We hear you saying don't cheat, but dudes are cheating. That, and beyond somebody not telling him, there also is this, Rob. Yeah, we both been in baseball clubhouses. And like you said, you're there all day as a reporter. You know you're there all day as an executive. You weren't around. I get it. You're not, you may be up in the box or somewhere else during the game, but you didn't have a whiff. You didn't hear anything, see anything suspicious. That does point to incompetence, maybe not doing your job well. Now, I'll have to say this, Rob. I don't know what his draft record was like. But obviously, under his watch, they had a very good team. So if
they were bad for 3 years and they got picks. I'm not going to do all that. I'm not going to bury the guy. But Chris, to go around to say I was clueless is not the way you're going to clear your name or get people to want to hire you. That's all I'm saying. Do you agree with that? That basically saying I was clueless.
I would have to see. Really looked more at his draft. If he was the main guy responsible for putting that team together, which is a great team, then, and I'm looking at him, okay, he's an honest guy. Okay. he maybe didn't have the relationships. Nobody, you know, went to him and told him what was going on. He didn't pick up any clues or anything. Okay, that's a knock. But if he built that team, if he was more than a figurehead and he really built that team and he's honest, he had nothing to do with the cheating scandal, I'm not letting that hold me back from hiring.
Yeah, I think sometimes, Chris, you can make that case without going public, like in conversations. And if anybody does their due diligence, like if a job were to come open or he was to make an inquiry, just say, can you read the report? I'm not going to go public and go and rehash all this and open up all these wounds. But I was technically cleared in it. You could read it for yourself.
Well, I'm sure
by saying that publicly, you're basically saying it was them, not me. And I just think that that's going to rub some people the wrong way.
I think he's doing this not for the other teams that may, you know, look at him for a future job. Because as you obviously, the other teams know. You know, they read the report. And if they don't know, if they were interested
know, right.
in him, yeah, they would do their due diligence and do the background check. I think, Rob, though, this is for the public. This is for the public that just, you know, didn't read the full report, but just heard, you know, they know what went down. They saw he was fired. You know, they probably assumed he had something to do with it. This is also, Rob, for your friends, for your family.
So he can hold his head up high in church, you know what I mean?
I mean, all that, yeah. If he's that type of guy, you know, yeah, this is for the people you know. So you can say, and I get it. I mean, your reputation's important. It's not always, you know, the time to go out there and say something publicly about it. But I don't blame the guy. You know, he did, like I said, he wasn't throwing guys under the bus and naming names and all that, at least that I saw. Right. So I'm fine with it.
Before we get to it, we're going to get calls 8-7. No, we're not getting calls.
Well,
right?
No, we got on trash the Trash Talking Tuesday.
Let me just give you real quick a guy, Mike, sent a beautiful little video, Chris, of his daughter. Our show is her favorite show. She's only 3 years old, and her name is Stella. Stella!
You know what that means? Stella, we love you, but that means it's not Stella's favorite show. It's his favorite
show. It's his show, but Stella.
We love you, Stella. You said it's her birthday?
No, it's her birthday? Listening to just a nice picture of her listening to our show. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that. All right. Some folks are saying Dak Prescott made himself a ton of money. Yes, a friend of the show is actually saying that. They're saying that Dak made himself a ton of money yesterday when the Cowboys looked so hapless without him. That's our man Dan Wetzel at Yahoo and a few others saying that as well. We'll get into that next. Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, it's October, and what does that mean? Well, it's Geico-ing, of course. Don't be spooked by high rates on car insurance. Geico is brewing up spellbinding savings that they're crafting just for you. See how much you could save. Get a quote today at geico.com, 877-99 on Fox. You can call in right now if you want to trash talk anyone, anything in the world of sports. You'll get your chance in about 15 minutes to trash anyone, including the Odd Couple, if you so choose. So get your takes ready and fire away. But, Rob, let's we got Calvin Watkins, Cowboys beat writer for the Dallas Morning News, coming up in a few moments. And Dan Wetzel, friend of the show, writes for Yahoo, does a great job. He's been
Dan
on the Odd
Wetzel,
Couple before.
Lived down the block from me, Chris, in Southfield.
Oh,
he
wow.
lives in Michigan. Yeah.
Okay.
And so I know Dan, hung out with him and his wife and his kids. Good, great guy. Hell of a writer and one of the good guys in our business.
Well, his take, Rob, is that yesterday's atrocious showing by the Cowboys proves how valuable Dak Prescott is. And here's what he wrote. Little snippet of it. It was the Cowboys' first full game since quarterback Dak Prescott was lost for the season to an ankle injury. Blah, 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 blah. All they managed to do was make Prescott's value even more obvious. Someone should take Jerry Jones' phone away from him before he, like a lonely, desperate soul recently jilted from a relationship, dials up the Prescott camp and offers Dak half of Arlington to sign a long-term deal. The bargaining leverage is quickly headed in Dak's direction. Rob, look, everybody knows I like Dak Prescott. I think he's a good quarterback. I don't think he's phenomenal. I think he's on his way to being elite. But the fact of the matter is the Cowboys were looking horrible with Dak. Now, he was putting up incredible numbers. But they were 1-4, and, you know, he got hurt, obviously, in that Giants game. They were 1-4 with Dak. If you even give him the Giants game, you can say 2-4.
Right.
So, even with Dak, and they were struggling. Look, his numbers were great, but most of it did come in the second half. And I don't poo-poo him totally, but, you know, in the first half, he was struggling. For the most part. So,
right,
and
because
here's
they
the,
were
here's,
down and he was right. had to come back. And, you know, we could all talk about it. You know, I always talk about it. You know, defenses relax when you're up big, Chris, early. They allow you to throw the ball in front of them.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't take away all his numbers. He's the first quarterback to throw for 450 yards in three straight games, so there's something to be said for that. But I'm just saying, in the first half, they weren't getting it done, and he wasn't getting it done. And here's the other thing, Rob. It is sad, but it is the case. If I'm Jerry Jones, I'm sorry. I'm not giving Dak a long-term deal before I see him on the field. Like, if I'm the Cowboys, I'm franchising him next year. I really am. Second franchise tag, because I want to see him play in regular season games before I give him a 4 or 5 year deal. He can get mad. I don't know if he would, because, you know, he's been willing to do this. And I can say, look, we offered you 5 years, Dak. It's not like we didn't step up to the plate. You didn't want it. And so I disagree with Dan. I mean, yeah, look, Dak Prescott's better than Andy Dalton. Anybody who didn't know that is just foolish.
But we already knew that. That wasn't the issue.
Right. They would have looked better with Dak. Maybe they would have won with Dak. But still, they weren't looking good with him.
I think the Cowboys would be making a grave error. Did I say that the Dodgers have taken the lead, right?
Yeah, they're up 2-0. Bellinger looks like he had a two-run homer. Yeah.
Yep.
Cody
2-0.
Bellinger.
We're in the bottom of the fourth. I just wouldn't do it, Chris. I would have to see him play. And if he comes back and the ankle's fine and he plays great, they make the playoffs, whatever, and it looks like he's back to normal, then you can make that decision. But to prematurely sign a guy who's coming off that kind of injury would be typical Jerry Jones, and it would be dumb. That's what it would be.
It would be typical Jerry Jones. He might do it, I guess. That's one of the things we can ask Calvin Watkins, Cowboys beat writer for the Dallas Morning News. He's coming up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rob, this is a trash talking Tuesday.
Wowzy, woo, woo.
That's right. You can call in 877-99 on Fox Trash. Anyone, anything in the world of sports, start filling up those lines right now because they go fast. All right, we welcome in the Cowboys beat writer for the Dallas Morning News. Does a terrific job on that beat, Calvin Watkins. What's up, bro?
Yo.
What's going on?
What's happening? Look, you smell that? That's the Cowboys.
Wow, no response. All
right. No, I'm laughing.
In your throat where it counts.
Right? He muted it because he didn't want them to know that he's laughing at the Cowboys.
We talked about this. Now, Dan Wetzel, we all know him, does a great job for Yahoo. He wrote a column saying last night's game raised Dak's value. And, I mean, almost kind of saying they should, you know, go ahead and just sign into a long-term deal ASAP. Uh-huh. Do you agree with that, that it raised Dak's value? And could Jerry sign him to that long-term deal before seeing him play, you know, like instead of doing the franchise tag next year?
Well, I think they undervalued the quarterback market, number one, this past summer, and they undervalued Dak to, in terms of what he really wanted. So now that Prescott's got this injury, which is not career threatening, it's, you know, he can come back from it. The Cowboys still own a little leverage here because they could say to Dak, hey, look, man, salary cap's going to be smaller next year because of the pandemic. So the best we could do is give you this franchise tag again at $37.7 million. It's the most money you've ever made in your life. But, hey, we're going to give this to you, and let's go back to the table. And they will go back to the table and see if they can get a deal by next July. And if not, the Cowboys own his rights, and then we're back where we started again. I don't know if they can get a long-term deal done with Prescott just because, you know, the Cowboys have always said, hey, Dak, you know, look, we're trying to build a team around you, so you got to take a little bit less money. And Dak Prescott and his agent, Todd France, they're definitely not trying to do that.
Here's the only thing I have, his agent and his people. Calvin, did they make a mistake putting Dak out there once without having to, you know, all the other quarterbacks are signed. I know he's trying to bet on himself. But in a sport where you could get hurt on every single play, right, and it could be even worse, he's fortunate that people are saying that he can fully recover because it could have been worse. That's a big risk, isn't it? Wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a risk. But as Stephen Jones likes to say, it takes two to dance. So Todd France is like, hey, my guy should get paid this because he's worth this. And the Cowboys are saying, no, he's worth this. So Todd France is like, okay, we'll franchise us. We'll play for what you give us, and we'll see you next year. This is hardball tactics. This is what he does. You know, look, this is a sport of attrition, you know, and that's just the reality of it. And, you know, unfortunately, he got hurt. I don't think his value gets diminished, but I don't think it increases it anyway because the Cowboys were, you know, a 9-7, 10-win, 8-18 anyway with Dak Prescott. They weren't a Super Bowl contender with them. Let's just be honest here. So,
but wait a minute. Everybody picked him. I mean, ESPN. Who else? All these people Nick picked Wright. Nick Wright. All these people picked them to go to the. I'm just saying.
I know. Hey, look. If you look at this team, they had. First of all, look at the team.
What was your pick? Did you have a preseason pick?
Yeah, I had them. I had them winning the division. I think I had them winning 10 or 11.
Well, they
games.
Might win the division. They might be 5-11 and win the division.
Sure, that's like saying it's going to rain in Seattle. Okay, big
right,
deal.
Right, yeah, right. You know? That's every day, right?
You win a bad division, you get a home playoff game, and maybe you beat somebody, and now you got to go to Tampa and play Tom Brady in the divisional round.
Right.
And then you're going to get blown out 55-10. So
what is Tom Brady not quarterbacking? Where you get 55-10? Oh, I'm sorry.
Or you play Seattle. You play Seattle and get 55-10. And now you say, well, you know, when we had Dak Prescott, we only got to the second round. Without him, we still got to the second round. So you know what I'm saying? So what's the difference here? So that's how the Cowboys look at it. Now, yes, if you're Dak, you say, okay. Go with Andy Dalton. Yeah, Andy Dalton, you might win 6 games. Good luck, you know.
Right.
So Dak does have some value, but the Cowboys also have, and I know I'm playing both sides here, but I can see both sides because there's no real clear answer here for what to do, but it's clear the Cowboys definitely undervalue Dak Prescott.
All right, Calvin Watkins, Cowboys beat writer for the Dallas Morning News, joining the iCouple. I'm sure you saw the report from the NFL Network's Jane Slater saying that two players were very critical of the coaching staff. They said they aren't good at their jobs, they aren't prepared, they don't teach, they don't have any sense of adjusting on the fly. What do you make of this?
I think anytime, you know, teams struggle, you're going to get players whispering like this. It always happens. I talked to an agent. It's about 3 weeks ago, and I asked him about some of the coaches. He ripped one coach, praised another. You know, the players have quietly said publicly, not quietly, they've said publicly, you know, we're trying to buy into the scheme. We're trying to figure it out. We need to simplify it. And then Mike Nolan, defensive coordinator, he said, you know, we are simplifying it. You know, we're all trying to make it simple. And then Nolan said, I'm going to move from the press box down to the field. And Jalen Smith, the starting linebacker, said, I think that was great because you were able to tweak the game plan. I mean, this happens most times when the Cowboys lose. I could write that story every other week when they lose. I can find 3 or 4 guys and say, oh, the coaches stink. You know, they're not listening to us. You can find – I'm not just, you know, dismissing Jane's story because she did a great job on it. But this is what happens when you're losing, and it's an indictment of Mike McCarthy. He's got to get his locker room in order, and if he doesn't, then they might finish 5-11, and then we got a whole other conversation to have.
But Mike McCarthy in taking his job, and having not being able to call the plays or hire his own offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. Don't you think that says a lot? You know what I mean? Most coaches wouldn't accept a job, Calvin, where you're somebody who's not a part of your what you do and what you've been doing in the league and your success is forced on you. Well, what do you make of that?
I was very surprised that he decided to let Kellen Moore stay.
Right.
That might have been more about Jerry saying, look at this guy, because he did lead the Cowboys, did have the number one offense in the NFL last year. So give him a look. The offense has been fantastic. You know, Prescott didn't play last week, and he's still leading the NFL in passing yards.
Right.
You know, so I understood it. I was surprised, but it also told me that Mike McCarthy was desperate for a job.
What, Chris? What word did I use?
Yeah,
I used
that's what you said.
The same exact, Calvin. Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He was desperate. Yeah, he wanted a job. You know, because remember he interviewed with the Giants. And he interviewed here with the Cowboys. The same, and Jason Garrett had not been relieved of his duties yet, you know. And they interviewed Marvin Lewis, I think, on a Thursday. And then Friday, McCarthy came in, and Garrett was still technically, legally, the coach of the Cowboys. So Mike McCarthy, and he stayed here the whole weekend, didn't go home, stayed at the hotel. He wanted this job bad, man. And he would do whatever it took to take this job, to get this job, and he got it. So one of the things he had to do was to say, okay, I got to take on Kellen Moore. But you know what, Jerry? I'm going to bring in Mike Nolan. You know, I'm going to bring in all these other guys. Joe Philbin, the Coastal O-line. I'm going to bring in some other cats. And Jerry said, okay, that's fine. That's part of negotiations. That's part of the back and forth that you do as a head coach when you're trying to get a gig.
All right, Calvin, we got a minute left for your answer. First of all, you see any chance this year that McCarthy would start calling plays offensively? And secondly, any chance that Mike Nolan could get fired during the season, as obviously they have a historically bad defense?
I think Kellen Moore will continue to call the plays for the rest of the year. It wouldn't surprise me if Nolan got relieved of his duties because they got George Edwards, who had been a coordinator before. He's like the defensive special assistant, senior assistant. So that could happen. But as of right now, Nolan's keeping his gig for right now.
All right. Calvin Watkins,
good
Dallas
stuff,
Morning
buddy.
News. Great stuff, man. We appreciate it, man.
Appreciate you guys. Take it
All
easy.
All right. Yep. All right, Rob, what's next?
Trash Talking Tuesday, 877-99 on Fox. Let's get at it.
All right, Fox Sports Radio, keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, Rob, we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. Before we get to Trash Talk, you saw it. Clayton Kershaw gave up a two-out homer, and now in the fifth. He got out of the inning, though, after that unscathed. Dodgers up 2-1 after five. I'm sticking with the plan, Rob. I pull Kershaw now. What do you do?
I let him pitch to the first. I don't know who it is in the lineup, Chris. Is it a lefty or not? I let him pitch to the first batter, and then I'll go from there.
Whoo. If he makes him, if it's a homer, now it's tied.
No, I get it. He did strike out the last guy in the inning, right, to get out of it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like somebody hit a ball to the wall and now, you know, he just missed a home run. I'd let him start the sixth. I don't know who's coming up. I'd have to look at their numbers against him, Chris, and then I would make a decision. All right.
Here's some numbers for you. His ERA from the sixth inning on in the playoffs as a starter from the sixth inning on, Rob, 7.3.
Not
He's
good.
Out of there if I'm running the team.
I mean, those are real numbers, Chris. Those are real numbers.
Yep.
All right, let's do it.
Let's get to a Trash Talk.
Don't you ever talk about me.
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, let's go. Innes in New York. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
I'm trashing Nick Wright. They say believe everything you see and half of what you hear, except for him, because every word out of his mouth is a lie. He came out on TV last year, and he said that in the 2015 NBA Finals, that seven of the NBA Finals voters conspired to give all of their votes to Andre Iguodala. And every single person on the NBA Finals MVP ballot came out that had a Twitter account and said that he was lying. There's no such conspiracy. He was making it up. He's never held accountable. He lies on TV every day. It has to stop.
Wow. Mm. All right.
Nick's my man.
Mm. Wow. All right. Tony in L.A., you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I got my Odd Couple slippers on, you know what I'm saying? But today I'm trashing Aaron Rodgers. Yes, sir, Rob Parker.
Ooh.
Aaron Rodgers. Not for the reasons that Chris Broussard thinks, though. You heard all of those female talking heads saying, did you see Aaron Rodgers' pelvic thrust? Hey, ladies, that wasn't a pelvic thrust. That was pelvic rust. No wonder Danica Patrick left him. I was fully prepared to reverse my sentiments and say Rodgers was playing well this year because Danica Patrick, who drives around in circles for a living, you know, she drove him crazy last year. But then he went on TV and did that. Stop it. Aaron Rodgers should call Matt Leinart and get the phone number to his ballroom dancing teacher at USC.
Wow. Nice, Tony.
Never disappoint.
Nick in South Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Nick?
Rob Parker, I cannot believe you had the nerve to write that blasphemous article about LeBron cheating the game last week. Listen, I got LeBron at number two behind Jordan, so I got no dog in this GOAT fight. But you couldn't even let LeBron have 1 week because you're so sensitive you called out naysayers like you and proved you guys wrong. Just admit when you're wrong, Rob, like your co-host Chris Broussard. You say in the article that we never got to see his journey with sweat and tears. What the heck do you call the 2011 finals? He ruined the NBA and made it non-competitive? Is that why we got seven-game series with Celtics, Pacers, Spurs, and Warriors? With Spurs and Warriors being two of the most, some of the most exciting finals we've ever seen. Oh, but I forgot. I'm talking to Rob Parker, who doesn't really analyze and looks at only box scores. No wonder you're an Aaron Rodgers fan. Broussard Brigade forever.
Max in Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
LeBron James. LeBron wants respect, but you're still 40% in the finals. That's a failing grade. The keys to the kingdom were practically given to you on a silver platter. Yes, pun intended, but you dropped the platter six times. You got to give respect to get respect. That's all about you, LeBron, and only you. This is why the NBA Finals ratings were so embarrassing this year. We're tired of the same shtick. We don't want to be entertained. We want to be entertained. We do not want to be cradled into another narrative about this guy being the GOAT. You are the GOAT, the greatest facilitator of all time. On and off the court with your unexpected trades, your late game passes, or coaches on sabbaticals. It's downright shameful. The NBA is at its lowest point, but hey, it's all for you, LeBron, so they're going to keep doing it until you retire. I'm not political at all, but hashtag MSGA, make sports great again. I'm out.
Wow.
All right.
Wow, Max.
How about Max. Trey in Alabama? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Trey?
I'm trashing Doc Rivers. Listen, first two times straight, you blow a 3-1 lead. Listen, I'm a loyal Clipper fan. I have been down for the city. You bring in Kawhi, Paul George, and still can't get it done? Listen, I have trash talked so many Lakers fans all year long, and you do this in the playoffs? Listen, I can't even text back. I about lost my job yelling at my boss. Listen, Kawhi Leonard, you owe me $2 million. Christmas
art
for president.
All right, there we go. Wow. All right, good job by everybody except for Nick in South Carolina, but that's another
thing. Excellent. That was the best one. But
Nick, don't call here anymore. Get off.
Nick, you're all so welcome.
Hang up.
Always welcome.
Nick, don't call here anymore.
Broussard Brigade forever. I love it.
Don't call. Hang up. Hang up your radio. Don't call in here ever again.
Rob, I got to say this. I'm on the edge of my seat to see what they do with Kershaw. I bet you they send him out.
All right, let's just
–
you know what?
I think
he's going to go out, but Chris, I think your stats dictate that he should not come out. But I believe he will come out to start the sixth.
That's the problem when he's a legend. You know what I mean? He's Clayton Kershaw. He'll be all right this time. All right, it's the Odd Couple. Hope you enjoyed it. See you tomorrow. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Looking for an assist with your credit card? but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.